Egypt is on high alert after a night of riots in Cairo left at least 3 people dead and more than 1,000 injured. A demonstration for reform in the country quickly turned violent as protesters vented their anger against the Israeli embassy. A raging mob stormed the building, with police slow to react, and eventually they did manage to push the rioters back with force. Well, let's get more from Paula Sleer now, who's in Tel Aviv for us. Paula, what's the reaction in Israel to the events? Any tough measures being spoken about where you are?
Well, no tough measures as such being spoken about, but what we do know is that Israeli officials have condemned this in the utmost terms. The Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu saying that it is simply unacceptable. Now, Israel has withdrawn all its embassy staff, with the exception of one person that it's keeping in Cairo in the hope that it can maintain some kind of diplomatic relations between both countries. We've just been told that the Egyptian Prime Minister has offered his resignation and the resignation of his cabinet to the High Military Council, almost as a form of apology for the fact that the police did not prevent this incident from happening. The facts as they stand are that hundreds of people stormed the embassy building. The police stood by for several hours while thousands of documents were thrown from the windows. We're being told that Molotov cocktails were thrown at police, that 2 police vehicles were set alight, that 3 people were killed, and that hundreds, if not thousands more, were injured, particularly in the tear gas that the police used to disperse the crowd. Now, all of this comes just months after the former Egyptian president Hosni Mubarak was ousted. He, of course, was a longtime friend of Israel. And this is why many here are also suspecting that Israel, because of its traditional behavior, is likely to react much strongly in the coming hours, if not in the coming days. But of course, Israel is in a delicate position because it needs all the friends that it can have, particularly in light of the fact that it is just 1 week since the Israeli ambassador was expelled from Turkey. All of this coming at a critical juncture for Israel, just days ahead of Palestinians going to the United Nations Security Council to call for a Palestinian state.
Yeah, and of course, lots of things happening in Egypt. Of course, we remember the uprising in February. The U.S. was very quick to embrace the toppling of Mubarak, calling it an expression of the Egyptian people's will. And now that the people are venting anger at Israel, how's Washington reacting when its ally is coming under fire?
Well, the U.S. Defense Secretary called Cairo while all of this was happening and urged the police there to do something and for something to be done to protect the Israeli embassy. And it seems as if it was almost after this phone call that the police intervened and the situation was eventually brought under control. So, of course, this is raising various questions, with people asking if, in fact, it had not been the Israeli embassy, but, for example, if it had been the Iranian embassy, would America have got involved to this extent? But most people saying no. So this does point to the very special relationship between Israel and Egypt. And again, people saying that if it was not for that relationship, the situation would have spiraled more out of control. These are very negative developments. As I say, they come at a critical time in this region. It is a time when the situation is particularly tense, where Israel is finding itself increasingly isolated. The incident was actually sparked by Israel's refusal to apologize for killing 5 Egyptian soldiers last month, and that was in a cross-border raid that Israel says was a mistake, but it hasn't gone the step of actually apologizing for those deaths.
All right, thanks very much for keeping us up to date on developments in the region. RT's Paula Sleer reporting there from Tel Aviv.